Pope Benedict met with members of the Curia today for his traditional Christmas greetings. He used the opportunity to give his views on the state of the church and society in the world today. Chris Altieri has this report.
Pope Benedict spoke on Monday in strong terms about the clerical sex abuse crisis, saying we must ask ourselves what we can do to, as much as possible, make right the wrongs which have happened. The Holy Father was speaking during his annual Christmas greetings to the members of the Vatican Curia, where the Pope reflects on the state of the Church.
Siamo consapevoli della particolare gravità di questo peccato commesso da sacerdoti e della nostra corrispondente responsabilità.
He said that during the year of the priest, the specter of clerical sexual abuse again raised its head. He said, we must accept this humiliation as a call to truth and renewal, because only the truth saves. Pope Benedict also said, we cannot remain silent about the context of our times, which has given rise to these events. He mentioned the market for child pornography, which is increasingly being viewed as normal by society, as well as the trafficking of children and sex tourism. The Holy Father said, to oppose these forces, attention must be paid to their ideological underpinnings. He said, in the 1970s, a theory was developed which did not see pedophilia as something harmful, whether for the adult or for the child. Pope Benedict called this idea a perversion and a denial of the truth that some things are intrinsically evil. The Holy Father then turned his attention to this year's meeting of the Synod of Bishops on the Middle East. He reflected on the still visible and deep wounds which affect the region, but said there is a new desire for peace and communion. The Pope said everyone is aware that violence brings no progress. In fact, it created the current reality. Pope Benedict also spoke at length on his apostolic visit to Great Britain. He said that ordered liberty is possible only with a moral consensus in society which Christianity has historically provided. He also spoke about Cardinal John Newman, whom he beatified during his trip, saying in his thought and example, Newman is a model of faithful, conscientious citizenship. I'm Chris Altieri.